And then once we got older, they had to educate us. And so again, our whole education came from the kindness of our parents. And here particularly, you think of the mother in the sense that she spends more time with the child and just talking to the child. I don't want to diminish fatherhood, don't get me wrong. But I spend a lot of time talking to the child, even though the child doesn't understand anything. Yet that's how we learn language. And so our whole ability to be able to speak, to communicate, to verbalize and conceptualize, to use language, it all came, you know, from our parents who taught us how to speak. And then the whole time in school, you know, the kindness of our teachers, but also the kindness of our parents, making sure we went to school. How many times did you try and get out of going to school? And yet our parents made sure we went to school, even we didn't want to. They made sure we did our homework, even we didn't want to. And so these are things when we look back, and we might remember being a kid and having all sorts of conflict with our parents over homework or going to school or doing all these things. And yet at the end, as an adult, we can look back and say, I'm really glad that my parents made me go to school and made me do my homework, because if they hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have the education that I have now. I wouldn't have the skills that I have now. I wouldn't be able to function in the world. And so even though they had to sometimes do things that we didn't like at that time, they did it basically for our own good. And that was something, why I say, you know, it's really good to look at the example of this life's parents, because for me, when I started to do this, I began to see that a lot of the things that I didn't like my parents about were things that, from their perspective, they were doing for my own good. And it's just, from my perspective, I didn't see it at that time. I remember, you know, very often there would be different activities or something, and I wouldn't want to go. And my parents would really push me and say, just go and try it. Go one time. You know, we know you don't like anybody there. We know you're afraid to do it, but just go and try it. And they push me. And I hated it. And I'm so glad they did that now. I'm so glad, because actually I learned a whole lot of things that I wouldn't have learned if I hadn't done those things, if they hadn't pushed me. And also it gave me some ability to try new things even when I was a little bit, you know, feeling shaky about it, because I had that habit from childhood. Yeah. So it was very useful. And looking back also on many of the things that I got disciplined as a child, you know, that I thought were tremendously unfair. I mean, in high school, I always had the earliest curfew of anybody. You know, I mean, it was a drag. It's horrible when you're the person that has the earliest curfew. Or at least, you know, yeah. So, but I realize now, you know, why my parents did it. And I see that there was some reason for it, even though I didn't particularly like it at the time. Yeah. So many things like that, many of the things that I got disciplined about as a child, I hated then, and I thought my parents were wrong. And maybe some things they disciplined me about, they were wrong. They didn't understand the situation. I remember those quite well, too. But then looking back on many of them that they did discipline me, that at the time I didn't like it, actually, I'm very glad they did, because they taught me some basic manners. Because if they hadn't have disciplined me, I would have been worse. And so they had to put up with a lot to do that kind of disciplining with somebody who was very independent and strong-willed. And so, again, you know, when we go back and look at all these things, you know, what our parents did to make us into a reasonable human being. And I think about my dad, who went to work, you know, year after year after year after year. He was a dentist. I mean, he spent his whole life looking in other people's mouths so that I could eat. You know, I mean, when you think about it, just year after year after year filling teeth and making dentures and bridges and things like that. And I didn't appreciate it as a kid. You know, I wanted this toy and that toy and the other thing. I didn't, ever think about how hard my folks worked to get the money. But when, you know, as adults, when we can look back and think really what our parents went through to get just even the money to support us, that's quite amazing. You know, all the work that they did, all the worry that they did, worry about not having enough money, wishing that they had more money so that they could buy us more things. And how we hardly ever tune into to what their situation was and the worry they had about being good parents or being able to provide for us. Or you think about all the time your mother spent cooking dinner for you. I mean, you think about it, whoever cooked dinner for you when you were little, you know, how many dinners they cooked for you, how many times they went to the supermarket to go shopping for you. You know, year after year after year of doing these things. I don't know about you, I don't particularly enjoy cooking. You know, that's why I don't invite anybody over to lunch. I don't subject them to it. Yeah, when you eat with me, everything is in one pot. You know, but you think, you know, all the time, whoever it was who cooked for you when you were little, or whoever it was who bought the TV dinners when you ate TV dinners, or whoever it was who gave you the money to buy your own TV dinners. I mean, still, the dependence we had on the people who took care of us. And without that, you know, where would we be? And then all the other different things that our parents encouraged us to do. You know, either to play some kind of sports or some kind of musical instrument or who knows what. All the other things that they pushed us, that they tried to help us broaden what we knew. And then also, many times our parents couldn't spend as much time with us as they wanted to. You know, maybe they had their own problems, health problems of some sort, or they had some financial problems, or they had who knows what, and they wanted to spend more time with us, but they couldn't. Well, that's also a possibility in there. And so just to look at all these different things, how we really benefited from our parents over time. And even the difficulties that we've had with our parents, very often we can look back and see that we've grown a lot through those difficulties. Because sometimes having, you know, the problems as a youngster, then it gave us some kind of compassion for other people who had similar problems. So I think it's important to think about these things, yeah? And to let ourselves feel loved, because I think often we don't let ourselves feel loved, we don't let ourselves feel supported, we feel quite lonely and quite cut off, when actually, you know, often, I mean, this is quite interesting, sometimes when you look back, I was doing this just yesterday, I was looking back at some difficult situations in the past, and in those difficult situations, at the time I felt like, wow, I have no support. But looking back upon it then, I had tons of support. But I couldn't see it. I couldn't appreciate it. And so, you know, just even to look not only in our adult life, but in our childhood life too. You know, of course things were missing. Our parents weren't perfect. But to recognize the support and the care that we were the recipients of. And then when we do notice the things, the harmful things that happened in our childhood, to recognize again that it wasn't that our parents deliberately inflicted harm on us. It wasn't that they thought, I can't stand this child, I'm going to beat him up. No. If our parents were angry or even if they did hit us or what, it was because of their own confusion, because of their own emotional turbulence, their own distress at the time. It wasn't that they really wished us harm. It was just that their mind was totally out of control. And we know how that is because we know how our mind can get out of control and how we have the capacity to help the ones to hurt the ones that we love very much, just when the anger overtakes us or the confusion overtakes us. Well, when we can look at whatever happened in our childhood that was harmful and say that's because of other people's confusion. And that within the scope of what our parents were capable of doing, they did the best they could. they weren't perfect. Neither are we. But within the scope of what they were capable of, given their own upbringing, their own psychology and sociology and economics and the whole thing, they did what they were capable of at that particular time. One person just told me recently, because he had quite a difficult childhood, that one thing that helped him was to hear his father's story. Because he had always seen his father as, you know, just kind of harmful and this, that, and the other thing. And he said one time he went out with his father and just started asking him questions. And over the whole this whole weekend, his father just started telling him his story about how the situation appeared in his eyes. And he said all of a sudden he was able to see his father as a human being who suffered and who was confused. And by understanding that, a lot of the hatred or the grudges, you know, or the ambivalent feelings just naturally faded away because compassion was there for somebody else who was confused. So I think that's very helpful to do that, to recognize that our parents weren't perfect. One of the things in this whole wounded inner child thing that's very popular nowadays is, and that I have some question about, is, you know, going back and saying, oh, I didn't get this when I was a baby, and I didn't get this, and my parents weren't here for me then, and my parents weren't here for me then, and my parents weren't here for me then. As if our parents should have been perfect. As if our parents should have, you know, had clairvoyant powers and omnipotent powers and had been able to fulfill our every tiniest wish. You know? And I think it's very helpful for us to realize that we are in samsara. Yeah. And that the very nature of cyclic existence is dissatisfaction. And that our wishes don't get fulfilled. And this is the nature of cyclic existence. And the fact that our every little wish doesn't get fulfilled isn't the fault of our parents when we were little. How did we get born here? Because of our own ignorance. I mean, we're the responsible ones why we're born here to start with. So, you know, if we hadn't spent so much time playing volleyball on the beach in our previous lives and had done some Dharma practice, we may not have been here. We might have some realizations by now and not have had to undergo that kind of time. You know, to remember that the very nature of our existence is that it's dissatisfactory. And we're here because of our own ignorance. And to expect our parents to be perfect, to expect to have had a perfect childhood, is, you know, what's that about? How can we expect that? That's not reality. I mean, we can expect it if we want. We're setting ourselves up for a lot of disappointment. So I think if we can let go of some of those expectations or some of that feeling that things shouldn't have been the way they were, they should have been different, you know, as if the universe owes me something, it should have been different. Wow. You know, it was the way it was. And the thing is, what can we learn from it?